I thought the Tent City was probably the most moving of the scenes that we staged throughout that three-week period, because it dealt with survivors after the Holocaust, after the nuclear blast. So the idea behind it was each was a home. Whenever people gathered and formed a tent, that was their home. And there were things, they brought their personal possessions, all that they could carry. And so each one was different. Some had dolls on the outside, some had cooking utensils. I mean, it was just amazing. And I don't know, I'm just guessing now, but at least 300 tents were set up all around the area that they were shooting. And I remember it was so powerful, and the camera was on a track, and as it moved through the city, you saw all these people, and they were like families, and just had to spend their days in the tents. I thought it was extremely moving and very well done, and Peter Woolley should be given an Academy Award for that logistics. But the sad thing was, only about a minute of that Tent City remained in the movie. You know, the day after was originally set up to be two nights, and it was scripted for two nights, and ABC got worried that people, when they ended the first night, wouldn't watch it the second night, and they couldn't take that chance. They'd invested so much money into it, so they had to reduce the film to one episode for one night. And when they did that, a lot of really good scenes were cut out.